AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Biden's hailing plans for a big upgrade of an East Coast rail tunnel.
The president was a frequent Amtrak passenger when he was a senator traveling between Washington and his home in Delaware.
Anytime I see a train door open, I head for it.
The tunnel in Baltimore was around when Ulysses S. Grant was president.
This is a 150-year-old tunnel. You wonder how in the hell it's still standing.
The idea behind this project is to get more trains through the tunnel faster.
New trains will travel through this tunnel at 110 miles an hour instead of 30 miles an hour. Marked trains will go from here to Washington in 30 minutes.
No money has yet been awarded from the big federal infrastructure bill, but funding does include rail improvements. There is opposition to the project in Baltimore over neighborhood noise. I'm Ed Donahue.
The president's also informed Congress he'll end the twin national emergencies over COVID-19 on May 11th. Rescuers searching the rubble of a destroyed mosque in Peshawar, Pakistan, brought down by what officials say was a suicide bomber. At least 59 killed. AP correspondent Riazat Boot.
The attacker was able to get into a walled compound, part of the police headquarters, and located in a high security zone with other government buildings. He was among the worshippers when he detonated the vest, and the force of the blast was such that it caused the roof of the mosque to collapse.
Memphis police say two more officers involved in the arrest, beating, and death of Tyree Nichols have been disciplined. Five were already fired and are now facing charges, including murder. Two emergency medical workers and a fire department lieutenant also fired. In the Virginia Elementary School, where a six-year-old boy shot his teacher earlier this month, has reopened with stepped-up security. Stocks fell on Wall Street ahead of a week full of potentially market-moving events, including the Fed's latest move on interest rates. This is AP News. Actor Cindy Williams of Laverne and Shirley has died after a brief illness. That word from her family. Margie Zaraletta has a look at her career.
One, two, three, four.
Cindy Williams and Penny Marshall had been a writing team when they were cast by Marshall's brother Gary Marshall for an episode of Happy Days. Their characters were such a hit, they were spun off as their own show. Laverne and Shirley ran from 1976 to 1983.
Come on, Kurt, we can't be spending half the night chasing girls down for you.
Williams also starred in the 1973 film American Graffiti, playing Ron Howard's high school sweetheart, and in the 1974 Francis Ford Coppola film The Conversation. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
Cindy Williams was 75, and singer-songwriter Barrett Strong has died at the age of 81.
The best things in life are free.
Strong gave Motown Records its first hit in 1960 with Money. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.